This show is presented by ERN. Now, here's your host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Working Weather Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and I can't believe that we're coming into our next school year. It's coming so quickly. You know, it feels like we just got this summer rolling, and I hope that you've enjoyed it as much as we have. It's been such an amazing time to spend with our kids and have those vacations that we spent so much time planning and really connect. You know, you get to stay up a little bit later. You get to do those things that you don't normally get to do. And I really hope that we've all had a chance to make the most of it and create those memories that we'll cherish for the rest of our lives with our kids. And going back to school, we wanted to discuss some of those issues that are the forefront of our minds as moms. You know, I think that a lot of the times we have concerns when our kids are making transitions into new grades, into new schools. You know, the beginning of school really does bring with it a lot of stress. And we don't want to project that onto our kids. And we certainly want to help alleviate them of their stress. And today we have with us an expert who's going to help with that. Her name is Christy Hoffman. She's a published author of Total Package Girl. It's a best-selling teen social issues book. And she's researched teen issues and mentored girls for more than 20 years as a volunteer for Girl Scouts of the USA, and she's a PBS TV media personality. She's a businesswoman, and you know, I think that there's a lot to be gained from looking at this back to school issue from the standpoint of a young girl who, you know, who is facing a really different time in her life, and being there to support her in that way. So, thank you so much for being here, Christy.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, we were talking before we got on the air about the fact that I'm also a Girl Scout troop leader. So go Girl Scouts.
Yay, go girls.
And one of the main reasons actually why I got talked into it by one of my best friends, and one of the main reasons why I decided it was something positive that I did want to devote my time to, even though I didn't, you know, feel like I had enough time to do it, was because of exactly this point, the self-esteem that I know that Girl Scouts is brings to the table. You know, they address these issues in such a positive way, and they help build girls up. And that was something that I could get behind, and I really did want to be a part of. And I want to ask you, you know, coming from that place, what made you want to write Total Package Girl?
Well, first of all, I commend you for the volunteer work that you're doing with the Girl Scouts. It is so important for girls to have role models, and you certainly are a great one.
Thank you.
I think that is the seed that was planted in me was when I started volunteering with Girl Scouts way back when, I realized that girls do need mentors, and they need a little bit of a playbook, if you will, on how to navigate some of the tricky situations that they're going to encounter throughout their lives, whether it's elementary school, junior high, high school, onward into college and then the workforce. And I think it's really important that they know that life isn't always rosy, and there are going to be some difficult challenges. So transitions are tough. As you said mm-hmm. earlier, getting them back into school and kind of going through and navigating transitions is really one of those moments in time that girls need to take a look at a book and go, oh my gosh, I am not doing anything wrong. It's not me. This is just how it is. And then kind of having a playbook to go by. And that's what I hope Total Package Girl is for girls.
I think that's fantastic. I think it's so important that we have something like that, because I do feel like sometimes, you know, we are, because times have changed so rapidly, and, you know, we're dealing with things like social media and selfies and, you know, things that nobody's got any precedent for dealing with before. We do need some type of playbook, and we do need some kind of guidance on how to look at these issues and address them and, you know, and figure them out in a collaborative way, you know, as a community of moms, and try to really make sure that we're lifting our kids up in a way that's effective. Now, I want to ask you about when we're going back to school, are there certain red flags that we want to look for with our kids that kind of are signs that they might be dealing with some kind of, you know, stress about with their self-esteem?
Most definitely. I think, first of all, as we just talked a little bit about, it's a very, very tough time. It's exciting to get back into the school year, but particularly if our kids are going from, let's say, elementary school to junior high to high school, there are so many new hurdles that they're going to be facing, whether that is, you know, hanging out with older kids now, trying to fit in with peer pressure and choices. So I think some of the signs that we want to look for with our daughters and our sons, for that matter, is truly, are they worrying? Are they fretting? Do you see sort of a withdrawing of them in terms of not wanting to talk much, not wanting to do much, not wanting to go to school? And start to look for signs of behavioral changes, maybe increased drama, if you will, some of those things that show there's more crying, there are more episodes where they just don't want to, don't feel like they're fitting in, or they don't want to get involved in a particular club that perhaps in the past they've wanted to be involved in. Those are some of the signs that are sort of differences in what you know your child to, in who you know your child to be.
Absolutely. We're going to come back with more right after the break. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio. Stay with us.
This show is presented in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand, made to make. We'll be right back.